Hey everyone, today I've got kind of a triple review for you as I'm catching up on movies I didn't have the time to fully review. Today we're going to do Creed 3, Air, and Dungeons and Dragons. Creed 3, really loved it. One of the best movies of the year so far. Michael B. Jordan directs the hell out of this thing. Great cinematography, the anime influence, really well done. Really creative stuff during that final battle in terms of how it's showcased and how it's filmed, and I really enjoyed that. Performances all around great. Tessa Thompson, Michael B. Jordan, the daughter, Jonathan Majors as the villain, fantastic. The backstory for Jonathan Majors' character, he's not really a villain. I shouldn't have used that word. It's not the best way to describe him, but that whole backstory, really well done. Motivation, their story, their development, great drama, great character development, and then just great actual fighting. And, I really didn't have any issues with this movie. I guess one thing I will say is that Jonathan Majors and Creed himself do kind of reconcile a little quickly. It happened a little fast for me in the end, but overall, their story is really well done, and that was such a minor thing. And this was a really well-written, great conclusion to the trilogy. I was very satisfied, and I really liked the way it ended. Next up, Dungeons and Dragons. Another really solid movie, a pleasant surprise. Great ensemble cast, great performances, great story, well written, funny, just really worked for me. I really enjoyed it. I had a good time. I had low expectations because I don't know the game and I didn't love the trailers for this movie, but it turned out to be really solid and I liked Dungeons and Dragons and I would recommend it. And then finally is Air. I love this movie. Just really satisfying on every level. Performances all around were fantastic. The standout for me was probably Viola Davis, who does a lot with a little, a really nuanced and subtle performance, but she kills it. Chris Messina, Matt Damon, of course, the whole cast, Jason Bateman. And what really stood out the most was the script. I thought the writing was really strong. It was very Sorkin-esque. Kind of a Sorkin light, but I don't mean that as an insult. It wasn't like a knockoff Sorkin. It was its own thing. It had a good rhythm to it, good pitter patter, good comedy, great dialogue, just really sharp, witty, clever. And I really enjoyed it. It was a very effective movie. Another win for Ben Affleck. And that's pretty much it. So those are my reviews of these three movies. Love them all. They're all very good. They're all highly ranked in my favorites of the year. Let me know what you thought of these in the comments, the email, the voicemail, or the form, and all those links are in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good day.